would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
I'd say half of these are brought to you by the letters P, C, and P.
Yeah.
I don't get like how they call like oxycodone hillbilly heroin, but isn't heroin hillbilly heroin?
Oh, right.
Some more eyebrows for you. Does everyone know that? I'd like to think of the Wikipedia. Ty Dixon.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Why? You know what? That, to me, tells me the gas prices are too low right now. Too goddamn low. Keep it in your car. Lord of the Flies action here.
Oh.
Oh. Thinning out the herd.
Wow. Oh, God.
You see, what we did there was we had a song called Light My Fire, and then there were things on fire.
Yeah.
Mmm.
That's, you know, what a college education can do.
Mailing it in Thursdays.
No, I love the smell of matches. When you light a match, that sulfur,
like
I love that.
Well, you're the devil.
But it's also when you work in a restaurant that has candles, when you get that like whiff of something burning, I'm always the first one to like look around at all the tables to see who lit something on fire because I get terrified.
You would therefore put the rest of the restaurant in a panic, and you're basically the waitress equivalent of yelling out fire in a crowded movie theater.
Literally, yeah. My eyes say, run for your life.
You have very expressive, some might say cartoonish eyes,
yeah.
And when they are, thank you, that is, I hope nobody out there is a fan of anime porn, because that could be turned into quite a horrible
God.
Meme. Yes, we condemn it.
Porn. Good Lord.
That reminded me, in fact, I believe I was working with our own Dan Bova at the time. Do you remember the blackout in New York in 2004? It's like a day of no lights. That was actually my birthday, believe it or not.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it's not that interesting, I guess. But at one point, I remember writing only one article about this.
I wasn't living here yet, but my sister was in the city.
For a second, I thought you were about to say I wasn't living.
No.
And I almost spotted.
I was still in Jersey.
Young little move. But we, everything wasn't working, no cars, anything. All, and we thought it was a terrorist attack initially. And it was weird because you could see the stars, like normally with
yeah.
It's very strange. But the city was relatively safe, but there were pockets of sort of Lord of the Flies type activity. Mm. And one of them, I believe it was Washington Square Park, and people just started making bonfires out of all the benches. Take the benches, giant bonfire like that, and kind of this is what I thought of when I was looking at that footage. The letters P, C, and P were absolutely involved in that bonfire because to get a laugh out of my friends as we were making this long trek into Brooklyn, I guess, there were these guys with their shirt off, and they were dancing around the fire, and I thought, I'll get people laugh, so I took my shirt off and started dancing with them. But I had noticed that the guy in front of me's back was bubbling up with, like, skin, like balloons of skin, because he had just recently fallen into the fire, come back out, and he was so hopped up on whatever funny pills he was on that he didn't feel it. But, like, it was just, it was like little snow globes of skin all over his back.
That's
never forget
really
that.
Gross.
You're welcome, person who hasn't had breakfast yet.
I had a bowl of puffins.
Aw, did you really?
Blueberries. John knows.
Aren't they endangered?
John knows. I'm a big morning routine person. We were talking about breakfast the other day.
Puffins, again, isn't that a large beaked bird that is, there's not many of them around?
That's
or is
right.
It...
I spit roast them.
Oh, holy shit. That is disgusting.
Well, first you pluck out the feathers.
Is
not a murderer.
You know what? I have to say, everything that you say seems a little sweeter now that you look vaguely ethnic.
Guys,
what happened?
I self-tanned.
What? Oh, you did? I thought you just made a quick trip to Mexico. How did that go for you last night?
Yeah, no, we had this really great promo shot for today's episode before the Oscars that Five Fan Photoshop did.
Five Fan Photoshop did it again because we'll be talking about Oscars.
Look at how tan. So this photo was taken of me in the summer.
I like how John hasn't seen it yet and is just assuming I'm a gold dildo right
there. Dude, I love the golden bill.
Isn't that great?
That's fucking wonderful.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
Also, that face is like half distinguished and half like utterly disappointed in yourself.
Because you got a golden bill.
Yeah, I know exactly. This is as bad as a novelty Oscar gets right there. I've seen far better in Times Square. When was that? You were very brown there.
I feel like, am I covering your legs or do you just not have any? Is it just one block at the bottom?
I don't remember how it looks in the bottom of an Oscar. I believe he's standing there and his giant sword is covering his lack of or huge wiener.
Oscar probably not.
Yeah, Oscar is very actually salacious looking.
Why is it a man? Huh?
Well, it's not called Oscarina. Is that a female name?
I guess because the Emmys are a female shape,
yeah.
Right?
So that is, of all the ones that you don't want in your butt, I'm going to say the Emmy is probably the most problematic. Oscar, that thing would gently insert right on in there.
Oh, God. But isn't it funny?
Someone's definitely done that. Someone has taken an Oscar and stuck it up their butt.
People, of all the things to be outraged, we're slowly running out. So I feel like the statues are going to be the next thing that people are outraged about.
I like it.
Right? Should I start it? Should I start the movement?
Yes. Absolutely. Is Emmy, is she nude? Like Oscar?
Emmy is like an angel.
One more time, I didn't catch it.
She's on my phone. She's like what is it? Oh, you know what it is? I've said it on this show. What is his name? Seinfeld.
Jerry.
Thank you. Wow.
What is wrong with
you? Comedians in Cars, he did an episode with, was it not Dave Chappelle? I can't remember who it was, but they were saying,
we don't see color.
What are the odds of this woman catching a beach ball and getting struck by lightning at the same time?
You're absolutely right. That's completely what it looks like. Oh,
very funny. So that's the Emmy. The Oscar, what's the Golden Globe look like again? I don't remember.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it looks like a Golden Globe. Mm-hmm. Throwing it out there, just workshopping various designs. You know what else I think would be bad for the butt? That's like the worst one for the butt.
Although,
out of all of them.
I don't know. There's,
yes, that's the Golden Globe.
It could,
ooh, that's a little ribbed for my pleasure.
Yeah. You know what?
There's like a butt plug.
There's a statue for everyone and their likes.
Are you saying that if you can think of a rectum, Hollywood's probably got a statue for it? No matter, you know what? They all are like snowflakes, brown snowflakes. I would say the Cable Ace Award probably. Oh, well, look at that! Did Artie win that as a kid? Is that a participation award?
He did. Yep.
Was he
it's Artie's
like
trophy when he was on the show?
The best ball player in Jersey.
Oh, nice.
I tried.
That's really good. I'll grab his crotch for him.
Oh no!
Oh, crotch right there.
All right, throw him off.
Now I'm giving him his heroin.
Oh no!
Oh yeah, he likes that.
He does like that.
Yeah,
he likes it. Some say too much.
You know, some people after a ball game they like orange slices.
Thank you. That is his, and the cat can be the little methadone clinic that he's off to. Come on in to the feline methadone clinic, Artie.
Sorry,
he's
this
gone.
Cat can't talk. It has a bottle in its mouth.
Oh, that cat so much more represents Gino than Six does.
Yeah, I think
Six being his cat. We have, you know, first of all, I know that when you saw the beginning of the show and you realized that the song was about fire, and then we went on Eclipse on Fire, you thought to yourself, this is clearly the think piece of Compound. And it gets more so. We have this segment. A lot of people do updates, but all of our updates are bummers. And so what do we call them?
Down dates.
Right on cue. Let's go to the graphic.
She said, what goes up? I know one day it's gotta come down. Then she says,
but before we get to our down date, you know how Gino has mugs? Should I do those landlord t-shirts, tanks?
Oh!
Dude, yeah, you'd make loot.
Who of our viewers would wear a shirt that says landlord?
All of them.
We do have really? To. By the way, you're asking the brawny man over here for fashion advice on what the
although,
viewers
no, but
dude,
really,
I'm a lumbersexual, brah. I look great.
You are looking
John wears T-shirts that he's given. Remember who used to shoot here and you wore their T-shirt?
Oh, Bold.
Yeah.
Ooh, first of all, say it correctly.
I rep hard.
Bold!
He's a big merch supporter, yes. And I think that we need more of that in the world. Well, wait, what's that hat? Nope.
Look at this. AdMark 360.
Wow.
They make our cups.
There you go.
Compound Media cups. Check that out right
I like
there.
Instead of wearing something that's on the Compound Media cups, you're wearing the company that makes the cups.
And then, this is another rental. Focus group.
I want to get those guys on, actually. They're
great. Good dudes.
Well, it seems as if he's wearing every single show except for one. Who could that possibly be?
Yeah,
goddamn us.
Well, listen, if I do the landlord shirt, then maybe.
I think this is a great idea. I think it should be a tank top like the one that you're wearing. I know Aaron Berg would buy one. He likes to show off his guns.
Oh, definitely.
He will take landlords to the gun show.
Yeah.
And I think also, I mean, obviously, In Hot Water sort of superseded our morning territory as far as first shows are concerned. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we should have a mug. A morning mug. I mean, look at the fucking logo right there.
Yeah.
With that cool ass sunglass. It's too cool.
I feel
cool.
Like of all things to put on a mug, though. Hot water is a good is a good thing to have on a mug because it's usually what's in there, except in Gino's case, it's Jameson. And yes. Morning,
yeah.
You know?
It's a pleasant sounding thing on a good-looking mug.
Yeah.
But
back to our down date.
Oh, yeah. This just story continues to make my head melt, and now we have an update.
Do
you want to do our down date?
Down date. Apparently, the grand jury... all grand juries listen to this show. We apparently swayed them.
Yes.
They decided that Jesse Smollett should be, I guess, indicted. I don't know all the terms, but he's been charged with a felony crime for filing a wrong police report. Why can't I find my words today?
Because
falsely
you have self-tanning poisoning, I believe.
But basically, he was asked to surrender himself, which he did. He is under arrest and in custody of detectives. This felony charge could bring up to 3 years in prison and force this actor to pay for the cost of the investigation into his report. There's his mugshot. Or smug shot, am I right?
What? Get the fuck out of here. Okay. Seriously, right now.
I'd love to.
How about a mugshot of you on a mug?
Oh, that could be fun.
I like that.
Mugshot mugs.
Although, is that racist of me to think of that because you're browner than you were?
Yes.
Maybe I should check myself. I apologize, America. Self-tan has just gotten me nuts.
But my favorite thing about all of this as we continue to get these updates is the media, everyone in the media, which, you know, we're above the media, Bill, but everyone else in the media saying how before they were really quick to comment on it. And now they're commenting right away. Like, it's just, you know, it's this vicious cycle that is really just humorous if you think about it.
Well, I'm glad that you can laugh this man's horrible, horrible comments. All right. So I don't know if I want to pick this one up.
Why?
I don't know. Because it's about Brennan again.
I can't read.
It says comments on Joanne. See, that's the thing.
Oh, yeah, you know, well, Daryl was nice enough to call in. Let's listen to Daryl.
All right, be careful what you wish for. Daryl's giving us an update on Kevin Brennan hating us. Go for it, Daryl.
Yes, Bill, Joanne, good morning. How are you?
Isn't
good,
it a good
thanks.
Morning? We'll be the judge of that, depending on what scurrilous comments Kevin has made. I feel like we're just
fair enough.
Fuel to the
fire. Well, I want to let you know that I relayed your message to him that he's never kissed a real woman. And actually,
I forgot I said
funny.
That, did I?
He gave you a compliment, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
What did he
but
say?
But then he also went on to say a few things I feel like, you know, I need to relay back to you.
I feel like you're enjoying this relay.
Yeah, and Joanne, although he's not really going after Joanne. I mean, she's beautiful and pretty, and nobody wants to pick
Go
on her.
Daryl.
How's that an insult?
Well, Kevin said, Bill, that you're not professional. You said instead of drinking your salary over at Sullivan's every day, you should just be a Lyft driver.
Not a bad idea.
He said, yeah. He said he wishes you were married so that your wife could come home, could beat you up every time you come home broke from drinking your paycheck away.
He's trying to make me sound like a drunk Fred Flintstone.
He also said that you only weigh 100 pounds and your body is going through atrophy.
I don't think he used the word atrophy correctly.
No.
I think if my hand were atrophied due to lack of use through my cast that I had for way too long, but I don't think you could just be atrophied. Can you not?
Well, I think he was referring to your scrawny arms. I think that's what he mentioned. I didn't say that.
Listen, Bill, if I learned anything about girls, when they start criticizing your weight, it's just because they're jealous.
take that, Kevin. Looks like we've won this round. Don't repeat any of that
stuff.
But,
Daryl, as always...
We'll come up with better material.
Thank you. Thank you for listening for us.
Thank you.
Because,
Absolutely.
I don't think about Kevin Brennan enough, unfortunately. So I appreciate you listening and reporting back.
You know what? I do find Kevin to be a very funny man, and I know what he's doing here. And I sort of look at Kevin the way one would a crying baby in a bed. You know that school of thought?
Shake
about,
them?
Well, thank you. A little bit. Actually, I like that one better. Well, the whole thing is like if you don't go and get the baby, then they'll learn to stop crying or they die.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking either one is fine. Either crib death or he stops crying. But we have to stop checking our
Usually first.
Although I do appreciate Daryl.
First, they crap themselves.
Yeah. See, I can't
Did,
make fun
did you guys
of that.
Have any messages that I could relate back to Kevin, maybe?
Oh,
that's a good question. I mean, this is your opportunity.
Is now a good time to buy stock in Dunkin' Donuts?
Why? What's going on in Dunkin' Donuts?
No, he just always has a Dunkin' Donuts cup.
He does? How
Doesn't
do you know
he?
That?
I feel like
well,
every picture I see.
Well, he's addicted to that 5-Hour Energy, too.
Yeah, he drinks 5-Hour Energy and tea from Dunkin'
Donuts.
Oh,
it's tea.
Yeah. Oh, that's like Dime Tap on crack. I hate 5-Hour.
Might as well just make your own Lipton, am I right?
Now, he has very delicate feet, I've noticed, and he's quite the tea drinker. But I'm the man, lady. Well, you give him our best, and what was your favorite Chappelle Show character?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Tell him I love Dashy Larry. I hope he wrote that one.
Oh, I get it.
Wink.
No,
give him our best. You know what? We are all one big happy family in Compound Media. Mm-hmm. And we also have a drunk uncle named Gino.
This cross promotion is great.
It really is. Well, that's the other thing, too. It's like, I think, like, there was a time in the 90s.
Yes,
oh, look at him.
That.
See, that should be me.
I don't know why I find that so funny. I think because I didn't have to clean it up.
Yeah. I just feel bad for John. But, like, the thing of it is like, those, like, radio wars were, like, a thing in the 90s. I feel like they're a little dated now.
I feel like I could just hear John going, "It's okay, buddy."
Yep.
That's all right. Mistakes happen.
It's all right, dude. We'll clean it up, little bounty. I'm the bounty guy, after all.
He didn't take one sip out of it.
He just prepped it so nice, like he was baking a cake.
That is the worst. That might be what actually makes my heart go out to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Look how upset he is.
I have thoughts and prayers for his herbal tea.
Trying to wash down his raisin bread.
Oh, that's so decaffeinated.
It's the worst. Worst.
You know what? I bet it's got a little honey in there because that's good for your pipes, don't you know?
Oh, yeah. I do hear that.
As an actress, you should know that.
And a little bit of ginseng?
I did not know that. Is ginseng the name of one of his half-Asian kids? Or is that something that he takes for his throat? We'll never know. Oh, and there's Brian. We should have him on again. I like sometimes my whole theory on Brian, and I'm certainly not the first to say this, is that he's secretly not blind and that he just uses this as an excuse to fill Joanne up.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me, you idiot? V. And I looked at the photo.
I guess CT.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me, you idiot?
That's a better meme
you
than you do in this.
No, but this is the way to find out if Brian really is blind.
Right there.
You go to accidentally spill something hot on him, and if he reacts, then you know. And I will say, for. I keep laughing every time.
Why is that funny to me? What is wrong with me?
For a blind person, when we did the whole arduous march, you spilled more than he did.
Yes, that's true. That's absolutely right.
So funny.
But I could. That's the nice thing about a blind person is I could blame him.
This is so funny.
Look how upset he is. I feel bad. I'm going to buy him some tea. I'm going to get him some honey on the side. Well, Daryl, please continue to give us Brennan updates. If not you, who? If not now, when? And I don't remember how the Kennedy quote goes. But thank you so much. And whenever I think of Brennan, I think
thanks, Daryl. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Daryl. Is there, I was going to say, is there anything you wanted to get to before we bring in our lovely guests? I felt like one of these didn't necessarily require everyone else's comment as far as the many... the huge amount of amazing video you got. Oh, well, one thing I wanted to do, I just came up with a game right on the fly. It's a little thing called Is This Flattering? I have no idea what the story on Kim Kardashian is, why we should care, but the dress caught my eye, mm-hmm. both of them. And I wanted to ask you, as you are a bit of a style maven, is this flattering?
Oh, I have thoughts.
I bet you do. Garrett, can we please go to the tape? What do we think of whatever that is?
Okay, so this is a dress that they're calling vintage, but I think it was like on the runway in the 90s. I guess the 90s is vintage
now.
You
really know this?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I read about this. Here's the issue with high... Yeah. This is high fashion.
Okay.
Curvy girls are not meant for high fashion. High fashion is meant for girls with no boobs and no curves. And unfortunately, when your breasts are starting to spill over the little piece of fabric holding them together, it's a little too tight. And your breasts are a little too big.
When one of your breasts is the same size as Warwick Davis, that's an issue. And no dress can contain... that British dwarf.
So it's like, you know what? Good for her if she's confident in that and feels good.
Prerequisite.
However, just because you have a lot of money and you can afford an expensive dress doesn't mean it's flattering on you. Like, it doesn't mean that it's gonna look good.
They do look like they can't be contained. That is absolutely accurate.
Notice also how she is like, her shoulders are hunched forward a little bit. Because if she stands up straight, it pushes her chest out. And then it's just more breast rolls. Do you know?
Ooh, I'm hungry all of a sudden. Oh, got me thinking of Thanksgiving, which is horrible since I guess I was with my family. And I did not know that this was vintage. I'm asking the right person.
Yeah.
Would you ever wear something like this? Maybe on Mondays?
Maybe.
See? Free subscriber. No.
It's like,
no,
I don't know. You're covered.
Yeah.
It's not like a sheer top, you know. There's just like a whole lot of under, over, and side boob.
Oh, that's the original name for the dress. You're welcome, America. Have to tune in on Monday to, well, let's face it, she can't afford that dress. But tune in on Monday anyway. It'll be a great show.
It kind of looks like a fidget spinner.
Oh, yes. Excellent call. Mm-hmm. Or... maybe a Picasso sculpture? Mm-hmm. I mean, her breasts are a little uneven.
It sort of looks like if you accidentally put the back of the dress on the front.
Yes, totally.
You know? And then you're like, oh, this is a mistake, but I'm going to pretend I did it on purpose.
And if she looks as if she's saying, like it's just a steady stream of grumbling. Like, she's just not happy to be there. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like the dull murmur of a tiny dog that's cornered. Just
Her career was made on showing her body. So, like, of course she's going to keep doing it.
So what you're saying is that this is empowered.
I'm saying it's her brand.
I'm saying her breasts.
Great.
But brand is good enough. Well, goddamn, if anything, this show is one giant Mensa member today. Goddamn, we're smart. All right, let's get in our guests. You guys, he is our returning and wonderful movie critic. Perfect for this time of the year. He contributes to the industry site Gold Derby. It's great. I was checking it out last night. I urge you to check out all of their prognostications for this year's Oscars. He writes for the New York Post and can be seen on the CUNY PBS show Talkin' Movies, premiering this weekend in the New York area. He also co-hosts a podcast, Sit Around Talkin' Movies, on iTunes. Dan Bova, editorial director of digital content at entrepreneur.com. And, oh, I actually wanted to ask you about the science of weight loss, because apparently you had the chapter on abs.
That's right.
Yes.
There is a science.
And Patrick Patrick Carone, Special Projects Director at Entrepreneur.com. Bill, you were supposed to be the meat in the entrepreneur sandwich. How dare you go all the way in the end?
Oh, shit. All right.
It's too late now. It's ruined.
When the music stops, sit down.
Yes, we have lots of stuff on the business of show, guys. But again, before we get to it, because God knows I could use some tips, tell me how the ab workout worked, and how the hell did you get this gig to begin with? I saw it on your Facebook page last night. I was like, we're talking about that.
The thing is, Bill.
Spoken like a guy with 20 abs.
My abs and I were
and
talking
an attitude.
The other day.
Yes.
No, the actual thing was that I found out from an expert that, no, I don't have visible abs. And yes, I never will have them, no matter what I do.
Really? Wait, that can't be true.
So there's
depressing. I'll never have abs.
No, it's not depressing. It's enlightening.
It's freeing.
It's freeing. Yes. Yes.
Actually,
it's,
yeah, I can
there's
see
nothing
that.
I can do about this. So he was
hear
talking,
that, boys? We're yeah. never going to be here.
Wait, which boys are you talking about?
All of them.
All the boys. Yeah, no, it's like there's a big genetic component to it. And
really?
Like some people have a layer there that will never see the light of day, and some people will.
That makes me feel so much better. You're right.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, this is freeing. Is
but
that
even
the, same?
The people who get donuts abs have around. That layer that they have to get rid of, right? They always say you can't see it if you, like,
right,
that guy's
right,
can't
right.
do sit-ups because, which is why I don't do them.
Thank you.
Because nothing's going to happen.
Yes. And I also know, like, what do they take, like, is it salt pills or something like that right before they have a shirtless scene in Hollywood or something? Like, there's all these tricks to, like, really maximize what you've got to look as good as possible. Maybe not salt pills, but something like
that. They used to put ice on. They used to put ice on Sean.
Yes.
Sean Connery had ice packs.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, he used to be a bodybuilder, didn't he? Like,
a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Boxed a little.
One of the guys that we actually spoke to who at Entrepreneur, who is a former football player, was saying when he got into fitness modeling, and he said he would do this crazy starvation diet right before a photo shoot, and then that morning he'd eat 6 glazed donuts, and somehow that would, like, puff everything up.
The sugar, really? Apparently, yes. Also makes the veins pop. So that's why a lot of bodybuilders will have sugar backstage. I learned
that. How
do you
feel about veins?
MTV True
heroin.
Life,
yeah,
I'm a bodybuilder.
I was gonna say, this is a helpful note for our smack kids.
How do I feel about veins?
Like, you're like, ooh, look at the veins on that guy.
Yeah. I'm certainly quite vain.
You're so vain.
All songs are about me.
There's like probably 5 hand mirrors under here. It's unbelievable. If you think she's looking at her phone, she's not. She's just smiling at herself. do you care
that.
About guys with veiny arms? What do you think about washboard abs, period?
Well, usually if I see, like, a built veiny forearm, I'm like, I know what you do in your spare time.
What? Work
Walk
out?
Walk the dog.
She continues to maintain that walking the dog means jerking off. And while we have been able to confirm that some person at some point said that, it is not an actual euphemism. Yeah. No, she's just like, there was one fucking show where she's like, I know what you were doing, walking the dog. And they were like, walking, like, what?
Was it a Chihuahua or a St. Bernard?
Yeah, well, thank you. But, like, we really thought it was literally she was just talking about walking a dog, but she seems to have it in her tiny little brain that is masturbation. Yeah. Ron, absolutely Ron. Tam, get into the head.
Yeah, I don't know. Veins are not the first thing I see in a man. I don't know if other girls do.
I remember in the
chapter for the book.
In middle school, that's what they used to say Walk the Dinosaur was. You remember that song?
Walk the Dinosaur. Oh, I definitely remember that song. I didn't know that was about masturbation.
Oh, I don't think it was, but I remember that was like the hot rumor in the cafeteria.
Interesting. Well,
it's like Blister in the Sun,
and
you know?
Shebop.
Oh,
Shebop.
Yeah. And, yeah, I definitely did not know Shebop was about masturbation until like 15 years after the fact. I was just like, oh, yeah, she's bopping. Just dancing by herself. Oh, and dancing. What is
By
it?
By myself.
Yeah, dancing was also about masturbation.
Oh.
See, all more obvious than walking the dog. You really
I think I'm dreaming of a white Christmas was also about that.
That, again, would make more sense.
Sorry.
Than
Sorry.
Walking the dog. Sorry. Although I feel like it could be a Coke.
Thank God it's not a Monday.
Yeah, no kidding. And before we get to all things Oscars on the specifics, Bill, from your end, any predictions overall? I love the fact that you said last night that Glenn Close was fine in a bad movie, because that could really describe Glenn in a lot of her choices. Fine, she's bad movie.
She has one good joke, which is she's often mistaken for Meryl Streep, except on Oscar night. And
that's not bad.
She's been nominated like 8 times now, and this is the Career Achievement Award for her. So I didn't like The Wife. I didn't think it was a great film, but she's quite good in it. And
I don't even remember it being out. I mean, I like
it was
a lot
very
of
it brief.
Existed.
It was very brief.
You would not, you don't even remember
literally
it?
To The Wife.
Yes.
I thought you were saying she played The Wife in something.
Well, anyway, she did, but it was called The Wife. Yeah. And it's not The Favorite, which is another. It's like a Who's on First kind of a thing. I will say that of the 8 movies nominated, this is the highest grossing number of films in like 15 or 20
How
years.
How is that possible?
Because Black Panther is in there. And the Bohemian Rhapsody's made almost $1 billion. So we should have a lot of people tuning in to see the show, because when they had Titanic... in the 90s,
yes.
That, 97, that was the highest rated. 54 million people saw it because everybody had a horse in the race.
That seems to me to be simple math. Mm. I mean, that's the kind of the complaint that they get all the time. They go for something that's more artsy rather than a crowd pleaser.
Well, they wanted to have a most popular category for about 5 minutes. Remember that? And then they said, that's not a good idea.
Yeah. And well, and
yeah, wouldn't
I mean,
that just be box office profits?
Yeah. Right.
Like,
yeah, and so that, but also then you can't vote on that because there's a clear winner.
Let's call Kevin Hart to host. Oh, that's not a good idea.
Oh, and
let's do 4 categories during the commercials. Well, no, that's not a good idea.
So, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves here, but you found that really weird thing about the Whoopi Goldberg rumor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so after it was announced that Whoopi Goldberg was going to be, so now they have, because there isn't a host, allegedly, all of these different celebrities and actors are presenting the awards. So after it was announced that Whoopi Goldberg would be one of the presenters, she kind of has been MIA from The View. So, now, I believe it was Joy said that she has pneumonia.
Yeah.
However, some people are speculating if she is actually going to be hosting, because she has hosted the Oscars, I believe, 4 times in the past.
ABC has come out and said, absolutely, this is not true. This is not happening. So
you lie all the time, allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. So
say that with every single sentence.
And I'm not sure this is the solution. I mean, so Kevin Hart, they're trying to get a new, younger, hipper demo, and they're going to get Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me. So,
in fairness, if you don't have eyebrows, you're ageless. And mine are kind of balding.
I'm plucking as soon as this show is over.
I really am losing my eyebrows. Well, Bovo, the last time, and of course it's been discussed many, many times after they decided on not having a host, was the infamous Rob Lowe Snow White one. That was the last time they didn't have it. Now, this is my theory. I am standing by it. I think to look self-referential and to sort of be like, we're in on the joke, and we're all here to have some fun, I maintain Rob Lowe and perhaps even Snow White might make a cameo.
If the producers are watching, they should totally steal that idea.
Thank you. That's an awesome idea.
Here's another idea, though. Wouldn't you love to see what the votes were? Like the number of votes that the movies got? Like, why is it a mystery? We know how many people voted for
the president.
Good
luck with that. Yeah, yes. No, that's never going to happen. Never going to happen.
Because it would be so cool to know, if there was a small margin or something blew something out of the water.
You think dangling Chad's in Florida was a problem. Wait until Green Book loses by 1 vote to Roma.
That's definitely a...
Wait until we tell it to something people actually care about. Forget about the Chads.
Dangling Chad is definitely a euphemism for masturbation.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, exactly. That seems after masturbation. Right, it's sort of dangly, yeah.
Chad loves to dangle.
Sad dangling.
Oh, dangling.
Chad needs another 20 minutes before.
Much better than pregnant Chad, right?
Not finished tallying yet.
See what you brought up here with walking your goddamn dog?
Sometimes things just mean what they mean. When someone's walking the dog, it's because they recently purchased a Pekingese.
No, but do we all understand the motion of the leash? The leash... Oh, the dog. Oh, it's getting away. Do you know?
Please turn that into a meme, anyone that's watching right now. Fingers crossed.
We weren't in close-up. It's not going
to
happen.
Well, and the other thing, too, is getting back to the popularity contest. One of the ones I did see, because I'm a lunkhead, is, of course, Black Panther.
That's the only one I saw.
But, yeah, good movie. Best picture? I mean, and you can tell by the way I use my high voice that I'm not convinced.
So you're lying?
I don't know if you guys understand how inflection works, but...
I think we do.
So am I right on this?
Just doing your female California character?
I'm telling you, it's rubbing off on me because of your sun-kissed skin today. I mean, I have to, not to harp on this, but I mean, if any superhero movie is going to be nominated for Best Picture, I would have thought it would have been back in the day, Dark Knight.
Well, that's the reason they went to 10. I mean, that
was
the whole Dark Knight making so much money and not getting nominated that year
was
the single reason why they said, okay, let's expand it to 10. And what's happened is you have 10 movies nobody's heard of instead of 5 movies nobody's heard of. Except this year we have 8. Now, they rarely get to 10 because of a weighted system, which I'll explain why Green Book is going to win. But the weighted system only allows the top movies to be even nominated in the first place. So 10 didn't get enough nominations. Only 8 did. Mm. And this year, as I said, some of them are very popular.
No, wait, wasn't there a lot of outrage over Green Book?
There is and there isn't. I mean, there's yes. And it's I'm full disclosure here. I'm a big fan of the movie, and it's what I think is going to win.
You actually starred in it.
And I'm starring in it, yes. I drive that car.
But someone's walking the dog. Good Lord.
I'm in actually the trunk of the Cadillac. Let me out. The family was said to be the family of Don Shirley, the guy who's portrayed, the African-American pianist who's portrayed in the movie by Mahershala Ali, says they weren't consulted. But the truth is they kind of were consulted. And that they say that there wasn't this relationship of frivolity and camaraderie that the movie portrays. But the truth is, we've heard tape recordings of Don Shirley where he says he and Tony Lip were, in fact, friends. And so this is a smear campaign going back to Shakespeare in Love and Harvey Weinstein and How to Win an Oscar 101 is you go in and you find the tweet of Kevin Hart, the one time that the guy who co-wrote this movie said something about Muslims, and like you just start spewing that stuff out. So
that is how
there have been things said about.
I never even put two and two together that could be a smear campaign from other people that are actually
absolutely.
Going. I had no. 100%. Oh my God! I didn't realize it got that dirty.
No, this happens all the time.
Oh wow! I'm a moron.
Roma's actually the only one. So they're talking about the magic Negro in the Green Book.
And a nickname for you when you have a spray tan.
Nobody says anything about the magic Mexican in Roma or how that's about a maid who at the beginning of the movie is sweeping up dog turds and at the end of the movie is sweeping up dog turds. Spoiler alert. And
you think they actually visibly recoiled there?
Well, nobody. We were talking in the green room about how nobody's seen any of these movies this year. For the a few examples.
I tried to watch Roma, and yes, it was beautifully shot and everything, but it was so boring. I was like, something's gonna happen.
A lot of the Academy feels that way, but a lot of the Academy loves it. So a lot of the Academy will put it as number one. But they'll also put Green Book as number two or number three. And that's how, in a weighted system, Green Book will win. Because if they didn't like Roma, they're putting it number 8. And then it gets no points.
Oh, I'm glad Gino, our compulsive gambling host, is not here right now. Because he would put more money than he has on the old Green Book. But and also, again, to that end, like Patrick, I look at all of these movies with a part from a couple, I guess. All of them are shoulds. I should see this, but none of them are once. Like, I don't have a lot of once to see on this list. And I can't remember a year where there were a lot of once. They've all been shoulds. Like, I really should see
this. The Ballad of Buster Scruggs doesn't scream out to you?
Well, no, and I didn't even remember that was in theaters. I thought that was a Netflix joint.
It is a Netflix thing, but here's what Netflix is having to do to get Academy consideration. They have to show it in a movie theater, which isn't new to Netflix. A lot of small movies... Boys Don't Cry, going back to lots of films that went on to win Oscars, have to be shown what's called four-walling in New York and Los Angeles for at least 10 days.
Four-walling, that's another good...
If you're really walking that dog, sometimes you'll four-wall.
That's when you use the VR porn.
How do you think the poster's stuck to the wall? Okay, where are we going with this?
Yeah. It is a think piece.
It is interesting, though, the idea of like the movies you should see or the movies that you mean to see but don't.
Yes.
I'm like, I should really watch that movie Hurt Locker or 12 Years a Slave. Like, there are a lot of these, like, ones that won and, like, had all this acclaim these years ago. And maybe it's because of all that hype that I've always been like, I mean, I can watch it anytime.
Well, 12 Years a Slave just came out in Blu-ray, although I think they could have come up with a better word than remastered for the box. But you can watch that. You can watch that at home. Sorry. All right, I'll be leaving now.
We condemn that and edit out my giggling.
that used to be the thing with Netflix is was that like homework that when it was actually you getting mailed the discs and you'd be like, oh, Citizen Kane, and you'd put all these things and they would just the wish sit list, there right. for months because there was no return fee. So you're like, ah, and you just felt so lame returning it without having seen it.
But they all just end up being highbrow coasters.
Yeah.
It's a great thing for you to put your coffee out when your guests come and make you think that you've seen it.
You'd have Citizen Kane at the top, but then like Spring Breakers would go to the bump everything down one. So
I wonder how that CD sleeve business is doing.
Oh God, yeah. That's
do you know exactly the paper sleeve right for the discs with the clear plastic circle in the middle?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he is
very sad.
Not
right?
walking.
There's one guy who's like crying watching us right now.
That's the real loser.
Sleeves.
They use those to send out movies to Academy voters.
Oh, true screeners. Yeah, that's true.
Oh yeah. I guess, yeah, and now they have codes for a lot of those. I don't know if you want to just go down these really quickly, but, like, I like the idea of this, which was essentially, because, of course, what do we like to do but shit on everything? USA Today went down the 10 worst Oscar Best Pictures in their opinion.
Obviously, it's very opinionated.
Number 10, Slumdog Millionaire.
People love to slam that movie. I thought it was a load of fun.
It seems like something I would like.
Not an important
film. I love all the spoofs off of it. Those are my favorites.
Oh, it spoofs itself at the end when they break into that Bollywood. They do their own musical number at the end.
Shakespeare in Love.
That is one of my favorite movies of all time. I love that movie. That movie is perfect.
Your look is very Shakespearean.
Yeah.
But like one of the dudes in the movie, though, right?
You actually look a little bit like William Shakespeare.
That's the beginning of Harvey Weinstein,
I think he's
by the
equated
way.
To the hygiene of the time.
That's the Shakespeare in Love is the
oh, really?
Is the beginning of Harvey Weinstein's ascent to power.
Yeah, completely. And that's
he bought
sort of like,
that.
Wasn't there something along the lines of the way that they kind of garnered favor from the voters that was sort of the prototype for how to get Oscars.
Yes, they threw a lot of lunches and dinners. They trotted her around a lot. Spielberg didn't think he had to do that, and they lost.
And they were going to get what?
Saving Private Ryan lost to Shakespeare in Love.
See, that's a tough one.
That's like a Dances with Wolves beating Goodfellas.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that. That's crazy. That stupid hippy dippy shouldn't have beaten goddamn Goodfellas.
Number 8 was Out of Africa.
I never saw that, and it looked awful.
Long.
Meryl Streep, Robert Redford.
Was Robert Redford playing a South African in that, or an Australian?
You think he's Australian? He has
I'm
some.
Sure, the whole movie is highly accent, offensive.
The photographer, he's like
Jesus Christ.
Mostly picnics out in the middle of giraffes and.
That's what it looked like. Yeah. The cover looked like entire movie.
A Peter Beard shoot.
Yes.
Number 7, The English Patient.
Yeah, that was the
Don't
year.
You remember that?
That was one of my first years at the Oscars. That's when Juliette Binoche, for supporting actress, beat Lauren Bacall. And that was like a big deal because everybody voted for Lauren Bacall and they didn't understand why Juliette Binoche
That's
won.
That's so funny. I love that.
Well, they describe as pretentious.
Number 6.
I remember being that.
Around the World in 80 Days.
Yeah, that's a horrible film.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Well, that's the whole Green Book slam this year. They go, right, it's just another.
But reversed.
That same
year,
Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing.
You went to film school, didn't you?
So that's why, Do the Right Thing didn't even get nominated.
Didn't get nominated
that's
that
why
year.
They think Spike's going to win screenplay this year for Black Klansman.
Was that good? That was one that I wanted to see, but
Black
I don't recall it being in the theater.
Meanwhile, that was in 89. So that was
when you were born.
30 years ago? I can't do math. / I don't want to reveal my age.
Oh my God.
That does
feel great.
Hashtag
Cavalcade from 1933. Holy shit.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I
remember Cavalcade?
My parents.
Yeah, we all went down to the pictures, see? And we all enjoyed it very much, right?
My parents wouldn't let me see that.
They
kept me home.
The Greatest Show on Earth in 1952.
Oh, yeah, that mom's first movie.
It was a DeMille movie, I guess.
No, don't guess. It says it right there.
Number 2, Crash, another movie I haven't seen
that
but have been meaning
to. That was a good movie.
I just like the idea that it shares a title with the movie about people having sex in car accidents.
If you can, go to YouTube and watch Eli Roth doing his. You know who Eli Roth is?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't.
We all know Eli Roth.
He does an impression of the movie.
Ultimately.
He does an impression of the movie Crash, where it's. And he stood up at parties and did it that year, and everybody thought it was hilarious. It was just, hello, Jewish woman. I'm Mexican man. man here to fix what black guy did to your, like, he just goes on.
Well, crossing off everything list. I was so hoping it was that's an impression that of having sex in an automobile accident. I was really hoping it was that
I
one.
I feel like there's, like, this common thread, this, like, whether it's Driving Miss Daisy or Green Book or this movie, Crash, where it's, like, whenever there's this sort of, like, the races can come together, like, message, even if it's not really comes from an authentic place, like, that's going to win.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it just does that feel good.
But that was against Brokeback Mountain, and that's the year Tony Curtis told me, I'm not voting for the gay cowboy movie, and none of my friends are. And that blew up. That he said.
Are you serious?
He said on Fox News, and
by
it
by the way,
on.
Tony Curtis? Yeah. that's an interesting choice there, Tony.
I thought he was pretty hip. Actually, he said the coolest thing before the interview. I'm sorry to keep digressing, but
I love this stuff.
He's sitting in L.A., and there's that time, like 30 seconds before we're going live, and I go, just to warm him up, I go, how you doing? He goes, Bill, I was a lousy, shitty Tony Curtis voice. He goes, Bill, I was on the set of Spartacus. I went home, took a shower, jumped in the car, and here I am. And that was like the best line about how quickly time goes by. And he goes, do you want me to repeat that on the air? I'm like, no, fine.
And again, like, yeah, exactly, though. Like, he's talking about not voting for the gay cowboy movie.
Yeah,
last I checked, Spartacus is not exactly not chasing the rainbow. That's a lot. I
so
guess
you've been at the Oscars, so you see what happens during the commercial breaks and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I was on the red carpet.
Oh, okay.
Stuffed in, like, you know.
Well, and by the way, to that end, you had a very great observation as far as the overall design of the stage is concerned.
Oh, yeah,
and you know what? I want to see if they see it. Don't say what you thought it was. Okay. And you guys take a look, and you tell us what you think this looks like. I think I forwarded it to you, Garrett. It was Bill's email. He sent us a photo of the overall stage design. And Joanne saw it as well. But let's see if let's see what Dan and Patrick think of what it looks like, if they had any thoughts. Actually, now it could be a couple things.
Is it Donald Trump's hair?
Yes! That is exactly what he said! Yes!
You're right.
That's got to be purposeful.
I'm winning. I'm winning because I'm there. I'm there.
Wow.
He won't be watching the show, but he will be overseeing it in a way, I guess. Yeah.
You almost do wonder if that's deliberate.
Did they release that picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy who designed it released it proudly.
Look at that's where the part is and everything.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
It's pretty crazy.
Oh, wow. That is unreal.
I was going to say, it looks like one of those, this is like the dorkiest thing ever. It looks like one of those sand creatures from Dune.
Yeah.
Guys, don't make
which
fun of
they
their
are
imagineering.
Remaking. Which they are remaking. It kind of also looks like a guy walking a dog. No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Actually, it sort of looks like Afterwalk.
Yeah, Afterwalk. Yeah. Okay. All
right. Jesus.
Kind of looks like a clam shell, and there's like a, or an oyster, and there's
wait,
a
here's
pearl.
What we need.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
You're welcome.
Look at the big imagineering on you.
Thank you.
Does it work this way?
Let's see.
Does it work as hair?
Wait, oh, I don't know if we could get a shot of you next to it, but your hat is, people, who
well, you can imagine.
Bill's hat is smack dab in the middle of the stage, but
it
does kind of work.
Put it in this one.
Yeah, actually, if we put it right here, you can do it.
That's all
right. It'll be less of a commute. Oh, yeah, that's unbelievable. Yeah, there's an oyster quality to it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is what we have to look forward to. And hopefully that'll be as political.
By the way, just the number one worst film that won Best Picture, The Broadway Melody, 1929.
Oh, that was such
which
a piece
I say,
of shit.
Whoever wrote this...
Who wrote this?
Brian Truitt.
He's just trying to
Do we
sell.
Give him a raise for going through every year and personally figuring out things that were awful?
Does he live
from?
With Rex Reed?
What is this from?
USA Today.
It's like on Jeopardy the other day, they had this thing. It was like the category was the 25 like greatest romantic comedies from Vanity Fair. And you're like, oh, this must mean something. But then you know it's just like some 23-year-old blogger.
Completely.
Like it's so... It's, yeah. Doing this, it's like such a meaningless, like it's completely, like couldn't possibly be more meaningless.
As opposed to the hard-hitting way we approached the Maxim 100 back in the day.
Exactly.
I can't emphasize that enough.
Exactly. I guarantee the tease for that was, you won't believe number 6.
Yeah.
That's why I click.
God damn it.
Or they show a photo that doesn't ever happen in the actual article.
Yes.
It's a film that.
That is the
mentioned.
New thing. That's
yeah,
the
you
new
won't
thing
believe
that...
what blank looks like now.
And it's like Jennifer Aniston on the front, and she's never.
I've gone through 110 people. Yeah.
Or you know what the newest one is now that I fucking always fall for? I'm exposing a lot of ignorance today. Is the
today?
Shady things people never talk about blank. Yeah. Like that. It's like they didn't pay their taxes in 1988 or something like that. It's like, what am I doing?
I like the ones that are like, here's why Cindy Brady never worked again. Like, it's like, oh my God, what did she do? Why did she never work again?
She
wasn't like that good of an actress.
That, and there's more to learn about the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Oh, there's always Flick more to learn. Always. Oh,
thank God I'm not the only idiot who falls. And that's true. It's like you're 87 into it, and you're like, where's the goddamn...
Right. And then it's like, you're like, I gotta find it now.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, yeah, you're too invested.
I'm almost to the end.
And then there's so many cookies in between.
Oh, yeah.
You're like,
it does seem like
X
a good
out
rate on car insurance. Let me click on that for a minute.
By the time I get to the 99th one, I'm almost too angry to walk the dog. almost.
Almost.
curse you for
and then I'm always worried too that the hacker who like posted it is like, really, they're going through all
yeah,
their
yeah, yeah.
Didn't think
good
this would work.
We got one.
Hook him in.
All your crap.
Oh God, I hate her.
I could just do this whole thing.
Anne Hathaway practiced her Oscar speech to be more likable. And then had her publicist release this piece of information. She practiced her speech so she would...
Wait, saying she hates Anne Hathaway is not a segue. That was just a statement.
Anyway, yeah. Speaking of things I hate, there you go. So she didn't want to receive any more criticism, I guess, about her personality. So she practiced her Oscar speech. Is this for when she won? She
yes
practiced it? Okay.
Les Miserables, right?
So,
Patrick,
but I think that
a
lot of celebrities are nervous about giving a bad speech. So whoever this is who wrote this rounded up 14 of the worst speeches in recent history as an example of what we hope the winners won't do. Sally Fields, You Like Me. I mean, that's iconic. Now
it is, but at the time it was. At the time, she really didn't think, as we show Anne Hathaway, she really didn't think Hollywood liked her. She really thought that
why?
Because she was from television. You guys forget, like there was a huge stigma.
I wasn't alive.
None.
No, I definitely remember.
You used to watch Gidget.
Yeah. Oh, I totally did. By the way, yeah, it was on reruns. Yeah.
I wrote the worst episodes of Gidget. Story that's going in
nice
USA Today next week. So.
The 10
for that. You won't believe what's number 6.
Get your girls to camp. We got 4 more of these.
Oh, wait. This is a really good one. Angelina Jolie really loves her brother.
I was there that year. She was hugging and
in
kissing
2000.
Him on the red
yes
carpet.
Yeah,
it was weird. Creepy.
They you ever get a reason for that? I mean, aside from obvious headline grabs, but I mean, that is such a thing. It's such that I feel like is bad.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
I know John better than I know.
That was a lot of lip, too. They're both very lip.
Very strange.
Individuals.
Remember, she wore she wore some of
Billy.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, God. And they had claimed to have had sex in the limo right beforehand. But I believe that was the MTV Movie Awards.
And apparently Brad Pitt turned on by all of that. Michael Moore got super political in his speech in 2003.
For a speech that if he gave today would get a standing ovation, they point out in that article.
Yeah, which
probably
I thought was
true
interesting.
Yeah, totally.
True.
That was for Bowling for Columbine. Joe Pesci being a man of few words.
I hate this one. Can we look? We have the Joe Pesci clip right here. This is and should be considered the greatest.
It was 6 words
ever
long.
Look at how short this is. I forgot about this. I don't know if we have that. Maybe. Do we find it? Yeah. I didn't get clips for all of them. Boy, I've got to get a girlfriend. Jesus Christ. I like literally have clips for most of these. We won't do them all.
I like to think we're saving some poor young lady.
Well, it's my privilege. Thank you.
Oh. How was that
Yeah. Oscar drop. That's boom.
Isn't that also... the most Goodfella speech you can give?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, that speech was a pinky ring.
Yeah.
And then you use it to, like, smash the chicken cutlets or the veal.
Can I just say, though, the copy editor in me, I don't like the fact that Goodfellas was two separate words.
Oh, on there.
Which
yeah.
is incorrect.
I noticed that.
I don't like it.
Well, that person doesn't work anymore.
You have a copy editor in you?
Can I get one?
Little guy.
I can't believe you just me too'd me via Patrick's Chiron editing.
Oh, I remember this one. Matthew McConaughey is his own hero. It was when he won for Dallas Buyers Club in 2014.
Yeah.
He like thanked himself a little bit.
We have a taste.
And then he did the all right, all right, all right, I believe at the end.
Try to save it, yeah.
All right.
We don't
remember he lost all that weight? That's why he won.
That's a big thing. You lose the weight. And well, you know what? Instead of doing that one, we'll do the one.
Wait, here. It's playing.
Are you a hero? And I was like, not even close. No. She said, why? I said, because my hero is me at 35. So you see, every day, every week, every month, and every year of my life, my hero is always 10 years away. I'm never going to be my hero. I'm not going to attain that. I know I'm not. And that's just fine with me because that keeps me with somebody to keep on chasing. So to any of us, whatever those things are, whatever it is we look up to, whatever it is we look forward to, and whoever it is we're chasing, to that I say amen. To that I say all right, all right, all right. And to that I say just keep living, huh? Thank you.
And someday I'll drive a Lincoln in a commercial
where
nobody will play pool with me. Have you seen that commercial?
Yes.
He's talking to a bunch of people. He bores them so much
he goes into
the other room and plays pool with himself.
Yeah. But it's the self-satisfied look on his face as he walks out to it. Like, I fucking nailed that shot.
And him like reflecting back to it in his car. Yeah, like,
would I hit that ball?
Was there another one that you really liked?
None of these are that. The whole point is that they suck. But I think the one that was probably the most maligned, at least at the time, was James Cameron's I'm King of the World.
Yeah.
Which I think that also, I mean, as far as movie critics go, do most people think that the Titanic perhaps didn't deserve Best Picture? I mean, I enjoyed seeing the ship go down, but is it a Best Picture?
I don't like glorifying all that death.
Oh my God!
What about the victims?
My wife was just happy they saved the jewelry.
but did you throw it?
Yes. Do you realize how many orphans that could have fed? What a fucking bitch.
You never eat diamonds. It's very hard to pass.
That's true.
That's where blood diamond comes from.
Oh no! Oh no!
Can't get any worse on this show. I say that.
Well, on the uplifting note of digesting diamonds and never thinking of walking the dog the same way again, we'll go down the table, guys. Is there anything else you want to plug or promote before we send you on your Oscar way? Wink.
Well, I think you've got something pretty big to promote.
No, we have a new television show. I think you mentioned it on
me
and PBS.
I am very much looking for it.
Sitting around looking at movies.
I'm a big fan of Neil Rosen as well.
Neil Rosen, you're the one.
I love it.
And Lisa Rossman is amazing.
You know, I often see, I don't know why I'm plugging them because I like this bar empty. I often see Neil Rosen at Hudson Malone. We should all get a drink there sometime.
Ah.
That is a great little bar. And I'm an alcoholic. guys, anything cool coming up on Entrepreneur?
Well, I think something that might be of interest to your viewers is that Entrepreneur has launched a vertical devoted entirely to the cannabis industry.
I saw that.
Green Entrepreneur. We've got some magazines coming out this year. We have the website, greenentrepreneur.com. You could put all of that knowledge in your head to use to make money.
Is this really?
I think we buried the lead of the whole show.
No kidding. Yeah. Well, actually, I do feel bad that we discussed it. Our demo, I'm told, might be into such things. But is this like the more and more legalization across the board is going to happen? Is this really going to be as big of a game changer as everyone says it is, or will it be taxed too high?
I think no one knows, and that's what makes it exciting, Bill.
You know what? I want to punch you in the face. How about that? Okay?
But it is crazy, Bill. Maybe you don't remember a time when there wasn't a marijuana dispensary on Fifth Avenue.
No kidding. That is like, yeah, we actually gave them a call and tried to see if they delivered. Turns out they don't. Even when Joe is smooth-talking them on the old landline.
Wait a couple years.
Seriously.
I thought I was calling Saks. I'm very confused.
I was just sitting there.
We wanted a sack of dope.
Yeah, boy, that would be expensive on the Fifth Avenue one. Well, and as always, we leave it to Joe to give her PSA. Let's go to the rainbow. Look, you're almost as tan as your picture now.
I think I am attracted to actors who wear fake teeth. Rami Malek in Bohemian Rhapsody. What's his name? Eric in Escape at Dannemora. Did you see that TV show?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, I forget the actor's name. I'm the worst. Oh. But he plays the husband of the woman who helped the people escape, and he wore a fake, like a prosthetic in his mouth. God damn. That's the new getting naked. Just wear fake teeth and you'll win something.
What about Austin Powers? You like those teeth?
I take it back.
Is that Adam Driver?
Adam
it's on Dannemora.
No, it's